Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Hook, Line, and Science, a podcast dedicated to the latest findings in the field of aquatics and fisheries research. With me today is UBC researcher Dr. Sang Sun Yun, here to discuss a recent paper that may help conserve a species of fish that is heading towards extinction. The paper was published in the Journal of Comparative Endocrinology and finds that sea lampreys respond to stress differently than humans. Dr. Yun, do you think you could describe what sea lampreys are for our listeners?
A lot of people, whenever they see them, they get freaked out because they have ugly mouths, because they belong to a fish group called jawless fish.
Right.
They haven't evolved jaws like most of other fish. I mean, they originate from Atlantic coast. Over there, they can grow up to a meter long, but in Michigan, because they are landlocked, their size becomes smaller because they have a limited food availability.
In your study, you were looking at the regulation of stress-related hormones in the sea lamprey. Why are you studying this in particular?
Well, I mean, the focus was on stress hormone, and stress regulates many aspects of our biology, and the lamprey. Also, lamprey, because they are very early vertebrate, not much was known about how their stress physiology can be regulated. So we undertook this kind of research some time ago, and we found this unusual compound, a stress steroid, in sea lamprey. One of the reasons we got interested in this stress hormone is that in some area, their population is going down. There could be many reasons for harvesting and all that. If you want to restore their population, you need to understand why their population crashed. What was the main stress? And if you know what is the stress hormone, you can monitor their status of stress level. You can incorporate that kind of information to your fisheries management schemes. That's why we got interested in this subject.
From what I understand, sea lampreys themselves are pests, but are good proxies, at least in research, for Pacific lampreys, which are a protected species. So what was your original intention in studying the lamprey?
The original proposal was to understand how they cope with stressful environment. Because these days, they have to go through a lot of environmental changes. For example, the temperature is rising and the ocean pH decreasing and a lot of pollutant and toxicant and then dams in certain area. So when they are faced with these kind of challenges, they should be able to manage this kind of challenge. When they cannot do it, they have to die off and then the population
decreases. Okay, so it is useful to know how stressed the fish are. If we know the stress levels in, say, the endangered Pacific lamprey, we can take action to ensure that they become less stressed and survive longer. Why is it important to protect the lampreys at all, though? I mean, they're parasites.
About 500 million years ago, some of invertebrate, they evolved to become a first vertebrate, like hagfish and lamprey. They are the kind of first evolved vertebrate in this world. Ancient, the most ancient vertebrate, lamprey, hagfish, nothing was known. That's why we just go work with them.
So what do you hope other researchers will take from your findings and do in the future?
Pacific lamprey, we are also working on now, is endangered down in the Columbia River. These fisheries manager, whenever they capture this lamprey, they take the blood and then measure this stress hormone level, and they can tell how stressed their fish are. By knowing that kind of information, they can come up with a different strategy to handle them.
Thank you very much, Dr. Yun. That was Dr. Sang Sun Yun, an assistant professor at the UBC Fishery Center and a researcher at the Aboriginal Fisheries Research Unit. You can find out more about his research at www.fisheries.ubc.ca. Well, that brings us to the end of today's podcast. Thanks for joining us here on Hook, Line, and Science. See you next week!